Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at theopenhouse.net.au blog site.
Well, over the last 6 weeks, we have been exploring how to manage life in the tough times. With the global financial crisis bringing us more and more distressing headlines every day, we've spoken to experts about things like managing your mortgage and your debts and getting through business-wise and recession-proofing your career. Last week, we looked at staying generous as well. But when people are losing jobs all around us, and when the budget's tight, it's easy to get down. In fact, how do we stay hopeful, even joyful, through the tough times and through the tough financial times? And it sounds like things are only going to get worse from this point on. Pastor Brian Houston is a man well known for his words of hope, senior pastor of Sydney's Hillsong Church and the national president of the Australian Christian Churches. Brian, it's good to talk to you again.
It's good to talk to you. Thanks for the opportunity.
Are you seeing an increase in the members of your congregation facing financial hardship or even an increase in the inquiries to the welfare services that you and Hillsong run?
Look, there's no doubt about that. Our church is really indicative of society, and we've got campuses in the city and in Waterloo and nowadays in the southwest and the general MacArthur-Campbelltown area and in the Hills District. And so the people of our congregation are very reflective of the Sydney's population generally, and so there's no doubt about it that more of our business people, more of our people generally are feeling the stretch and feeling the squeeze and are hurting, and so we want to be able to speak life into that. We have every week, every service we ever have, actually we have these prayer requests, which are written out, prayer requests as we speak, we pray for together, and praise reports, which are testimonies that hopefully keep people believing that if God can do it for somebody else, he can do it for me. And the interesting thing is, even though in those prayer requests it's notable, it's clear that more people are losing their job and are feeling the stress, there's also every week great stories of people who are getting miracle opportunities, miracle jobs and promotions and blessings. So we've seen it on both sides, but
yes.
Hey, it's definitely happening.
Yes. I caught a little bit of the SBS program Insight earlier in the week. I don't know if you saw it as well, but the topic was keeping your job, and they were interviewing, as they normally do, a whole studio full of people. And one guy really stood out to me. He had lost his IT job very unexpectedly. He was finding it very difficult to find another job. His wife only had low-paying work. He had a family. He had a mortgage. And he was talking about getting up in the morning, dropping the kids off to school and having nothing to do for the rest of the day. And his lips were really quivering. You could see that this wasn't just simply a financial thing to him. This was going much deeper. This was going down almost to his identity, you know, his sense of, I guess, self-esteem, his self-worth, his personality, who he was. As a pastor, where do you start? Where do you even begin in trying to encourage somebody like that on a one-to-one basis?
You know, that's the real story, and that's the truth that sometimes we look out as crowds, as pastors, and you just see a sea of faces. But when you get down to the individual, you find out the real human cost of some of these global issues that are not just about big corporations. They're about real people. They're about real lives, and people are hurting. And for example, Solomon says in the Proverbs, it's Proverbs 12, he talks about anxiety. He says, anxiety in the heart of a man causes depression, and that's the reality of it. Mm. Anxiety is focused on what might happen, and we live in such unpredictable times. People are facing realities, and those who have lost jobs, they have to wake up to that reality every day, and some people, of course, they can start becoming fearful of that. But the scripture finishes, says, anxiety in the heart of a man causes depression, but a good word makes them glad. And the great blessing of being a pastor, a preacher, or a speaker of God's word is that you have the opportunity to speak faith into people's real worlds. And I love that opportunity to just be able to speak into people's circumstance the promise of God. The Bible is full of promise. You know, we're New Testament people, New Covenant people. We can look at the scriptures through Jesus and through the work of the cross and the resurrection of Jesus, and that immediately brings life and power to the Word of God. So I find one of the best things you can do is just bring people hope through life from the scriptures themselves. Mm. We want to get involved in helping people in very practical areas and be part of the solution. But God's word, it's like cold water to a thirsty soul. And there's lots of thirsty souls out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love that. That's one of the things I love most about being a pastor.
Yes. Give us a specific promise from God when it comes to this whole area, something that people can hold on to. What is the promise for them?
Well, I mean, the Bible is full of hope and full of promise. In fact, the scripture actually says about God's promise, God's word, it says this hope you have as an anchor for your soul. And without it, people come unanchored. Because where are they going to turn? What are they going to look to? There's no real hope coming through the television screens. And apart from Hope 103.2 FM, there's not a whole lot coming from the radio. And what you guys are doing is very important as well. And it's not coming from newspapers. And so if people could just get into the Word of God, it's a book full of promise. It talks about the blessing of the Lord. And the blessing of the Lord makes rich and adds no sorrow with it. To me, that rich isn't just financial prosperity, but it's just that sense that it's well in your soul. It's that sense that God is my future in His hand. Mm. And without it, often there's a real poverty to people's soul because people are hopeless. And in a hopeless situation, I just encourage everybody to turn to the scriptures and don't just turn to scriptures that don't take into work the what we call the finished work of Jesus, which all that Jesus has won for us, but scriptures that just breathe hope in there.
Well, you think of that passage the Apostle Paul talks about in the book of Philippians, and he talks about that peace that passes understanding when we, you know, cast all of our anxieties onto Him and we simply trust Him. I think what you're saying is right. You know, there is something beyond just a financial poverty. There is a poverty of the soul and of the spirit, and that's what we're trying to, I guess, alleviate a little bit of tonight. This is Open House Across the Nation. Pastor Brian Houston from Hillsong Church in Sydney is with us. We're talking about, you know, staying hopeful in this downturn. Brian, I was just thinking about that guy on the SBS Insight program and the connection between finance and particularly, I think, for us guys, our identities. You know, the we are what we do. We are what our job description says of us. You know, we are our bank balance, or maybe we are our pay packet. I think that's a big one in the sense that, you know, if we're not paid very much or if we're paid a lot, we tend to kind of build our value as a person based on those things. I wonder whether we need to address this whole identity of the whole issue of identity at this time too.
I think absolutely, you know, and it is a guy thing. One of the first questions we ask each other is, what do you do? I know on aeroplanes, it's often the first question someone asks you. For me, it's always interesting to watch their response when it's from them. But, our identity so often is wrapped up in what we do. And the truth is, this crisis is not a respecter of people. In other words, it just doesn't pick out the very poor and the underprivileged. Obviously, it's not helping their cause at all. But it's affecting people in all walks of life. People have lost fortunes overnight. And where people thought they could put their dependence, where they thought they could put their hope, suddenly they found out that is very shakable and it's not as solid a ground as they thought it was. And so, you know, I really feel that we have to get our identity. The scripture talks constantly about who we are in Christ. Mm. You know, the book of Ephesians chapter 1, it's over and over again, in Christ, in Christ, in Christ. It says we are accepted in the Beloved. So our acceptance should never come out of who we are outside of Christ or what we do, but it's the Christ in us. And that's the wonderful thing about a person opening their life, opening their heart to a relationship with Jesus. The promise is, He said, if you ask Him, He will come in. And once Jesus comes into our world, then our sense of purpose, our sense of identity, our sense of acceptance can't come out of what we do. I mean, I, as much as everyone else, can start to build my confidence and my identity on what I do or how successful I am. but it's not a road to go down, because honestly, it can never be fulfilled. It'll always leave an emptiness in us, because what will only ultimately ever fill our soul and breathe life into our inner world is this revelation, this understanding of who Christ is in us and who we are in Him and all that is Him.
Yeah, I think you've hit it there, Brian. Good to talk to you. We've got a pretty bad phone line, so we might let you go. But thanks for your time tonight. You've preached 6 sermons today, I believe.
Actually, yes, 6 or 7 or something. All I know is I got back from England on Friday morning, and I'm speaking all day. So I just prayed, God, I just pray that whatever I say makes some sense tonight.
Well, it did, and I hope you get a bit of a sleep in tomorrow morning.
Thanks.
Take care. That's Pastor Brian Houston from Sydney's Hillsong Church. Yeah, my apologies for the bad phone line there, but it's good to hear what he has to say.
We hope you enjoy this Open House podcast. To hear more from Open House, visit theopenhouse.net.au.